please, and we're going to try to get the rest of this work done with these understandings that items 1079 and beyond, 1079, 80, 81, 82, and 83, are moved to tomorrow's calendar at 2 p.m. And we'll try to deal with the rest of them while we're all still here. Could you please take up 1070, 1071, and 1066, which is the item that we brought forward from the consent calendar?
1070, authorize a five-year grant agreement with Volunteers of America for two advocates for the victims and survivors of domestic violence, not to exceed $630,000. 1071, authorize a five-year grant agreement with Catholic Charities for an advocate for the victims and survivors of domestic violence, not to exceed $315,000. And 1066, accept a grant in the amount of $92,143, appropriate $29,445 for fiscal year 2015-16, and authorize intergovernmental agreement with the county for domestic violence enhanced response team in to be partially reimbursed for a police bureau sergeant through December 31, 2017.
Great. Welcome, Acting Captain Wendy Wendy Steinbrom and Annie Neal from Multnomah County. Welcome you both.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Well, I guess I'll start with 1070. So 1070 and 1071 are part of a grant that we've applied for and received every year since 2005. And 1070 has to do with contracting for two advocates from Volunteers of America to work in our office. They're co-housed with us, and they work alongside of the domestic violence investigators. And the purpose of having them there is for enhanced services to the survivors. They do things like safety planning, seeking shelter, getting other services and resources for the survivor outside of the actual police investigation. 1071 is for one advocate to do the same thing, work in our office side by side with the investigators. I should probably mention that we have a total of eight advocates, and the police bureau share of it is three, and then Multnomah County's share of it is five advocates. We supply the office space, computers, vehicles for them to drive, because we have two shifts. We have a day shift, and then we have an afternoon shift that respond directly to the scene to help officers out. So I should mention that that's part of the cost as well. And so the 1071 is for the one advocate. 1066 is part of a DOJ, a United States DOJ grant to supply, this year it'll be 0.25 FTE of the full-time sergeant assigned to the DVERT program. And DVERT is part of the domestic violence unit, but it's the enhanced response team. And they work with the really serious offenders and the more serious cases, some of the cases that take a longer time to resolve.
Thank you. Welcome, Annie. Welcome.
Well, I'm just here to provide any information or answer any questions if you need it. The Domestic Violence Enhanced Response Team is what I consider a homicide prevention unit. They do great work. They work collaboratively in a multidisciplinary team with law enforcement doing their investigations and offender accountability and the victim service partners providing wraparound support for victims to help them beyond the criminal justice case. So it's great work, and it's been a great partnership for many years.
Great. Thank you both. Questions for the city-county team? Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Does anyone want to speak on these items? And if not, then let's take a roll call vote on each of them in turn. We'll start with 1070.
1070, Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
I just want to thank you for all the good work that you do. County, domestic violence. DVERT team, great work. Aye.
Hales.
Women and families and their safety. It doesn't get more important than that. Thank you both very much. Aye.
1070, Novick.
Thank you very much for your work, and I apologize. Voting first sometimes catches me by surprise still, so I forget to be appropriately polite. Aye.
Prince.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. And the third one, please.
1066, Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Please keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Aye.